All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Always fucking forget about the goddamn British lady.
Thinking while you
son of a bitch, not this shit again.
Took the life out of him,
Benjamin. No, no, no. You guys hang out.
What the last thought that ran through his head was?
No, this is not happening again.
I don't understand.
Okay. All right. Got that out of there quick, didn't we? Okay. Okay, we're just waiting for our guest to call in here. I'm still playing a game of Madden. I got 2 minutes left. I'm losing, but I don't like quitting games. So just waiting for, let me see, I'm going to say call in. Okay, call. All right. Let's see if that works because... Okay, here we go. All right, I'm about to pick up the call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, all right, excellent. So welcome to the show. Thank you for being on it in the first place. And also thank you for being a level-headed person that I can actually have a discussion with without someone getting upset with me for, you know, asking the wrong question or something, because it seems like so many times, especially on Twitter and especially online overall, that
mm-hmm.
when you try to, you know, have a discussion about something or you try to, you know, ask a question, that people get so offended that they just block you, and then you're kind of like restricted on what you can learn about the situation as a whole. So, you know, like, and I've also had people who told me when they block me that they don't educate people for free. And it's like, okay, so you guys just ain't really interested in discussing anything. You know, so thank you again. For
I can understand
being
that for sure.
Yeah. So,
no problem.
Okay, you're a transgender person, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and are you from...
What? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask... Did you transition from man to woman, or what was your path?
I was born what they say is assigned male at birth. I'm not really one that worries too much about the exact wording or anything like that. So, you know, I was born
okay.
with XY chromosome.
Right.
And yeah, and I'm transitioning to be to have a more feminine appearance and. I'll be undergoing surgery later on in my life. So,
okay, so you're actually in the transition right now.
Yes, I am.
You haven't like done it yet. Okay, all right. So, okay,
I haven't had any surgery for that. No.
Okay, so what they just give you like hormones and stuff, and then that helps before you get the surgery done, or?
Yeah. Basically, how it works is I'll kind of walk you through the basic steps.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I'm a little congested, so you might have to bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, you're fine.
Coming down from a cold. Good stuff. One sec.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I had just gotten over bronchitis myself, so definitely been going around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I blame the weather. So. Basically, how it starts is a lot of transgender stuff is. It starts self-diagnosed, mostly because when you're transgender, you tend to kind of realize early on that, you know, something isn't quite right.
Right.
A lot of people start to feel that, hey, you know, this gender isn't quite right for me. And it can cause a lot of depression, anxiety, stuff like that, that it's kind of hard to explain.
I dropped my phone. I apologize. I dropped my phone on the floor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah, right.
The best way I can describe it starting off is, you know, imagine you woke up tomorrow and, you know, you're a male. Imagine if you woke up tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and you were in a woman's body. So, hey, you know,
kinda like
you've got... Got
Freaky Friday kind of stuff,
no.
to where it's like you just end up in someone
basically,
else's body.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up, oh my God, you've got boobs, you know, after getting over that initial shock and stuff. Your brain is still
yeah.
the same person. You're still the same person you have been.
Right, right.
But now everyone is treating you like a woman. And these things that you enjoy doing that are, you know, maybe a bit more masculine, suddenly that's not acceptable. That's bad.
Not like,
that's not what guys do.
So, like, what kind of activities would you say that people, like, would say that that's not a masculine thing? Like dancing or what? Like, taking up, like, a dance class or what?
Oh, yeah. I like to sew, for instance. And I mean, it's not only just, like, activities and stuff, but just the way you present yourself, your personality.
Okay.
You know, guys and girls do tend to have slightly different personalities, just in general,
right.
Anyways. I'm not saying that everyone's the same, but, you know, and you tend to identify as a certain gender. And I should make it to see your physical characteristics, your chromosomes, whatever parts you were born with. Gender would be how you identify as a person. So just for anyone that's in the chair. But anyways, you know, suddenly everyone's saying, no, you're a woman. You're not supposed to be doing those things. That's weird. That's wrong. But you haven't changed at all. Your brain is the same. Now imagine doing this for 30 years. Not quite as easy as it sounds. So,
but
feeling for, you know, being who you are is very strong. So.
Right. So, okay. So this is what bothers me about the whole movement is like you were saying that your gender is, you know, how you feel. Right. But it kind of feels like that people are arguing with thousands of years of scientific fact to where that if you're born as a boy, then you're a boy, or if you're born as a girl, you're a girl. Like, to me, like, no matter what you do, you know, you're still born that way. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
I'm
like, you know, like,
I
think it was one of your friends that was the whole reason that we had even come into contact, because I was having a debate with one of your friends, and they got really defensive about stuff, and like I said, like they blocked me and stuff. But I didn't mean any harm behind what I was what I was asking. Like I just wanted to be more informed about it. So scientific fact to where, you know, like that you're born this way or that way. I feel like that even, you know, even if you change your, you know, genitalia or your appearance, I feel like that you're still born as a boy or as a girl. You know what I mean?
Physically, you would be correct. I mean, I'm not going to ever have, you know, 2X chromosomes or anything like that. And I'm the first person to admit it. There's no way that I'll ever be able to carry children because I'm never going to have a womb, at least with current scientific technologies or anything like that. But the biggest thing about it is that, you know, when we look at someone that's walking down the street or whatever, we see them, we don't necessarily worry about, you know, they're a guy, they're a girl. We see that, we move on. Most people don't tend to dwell on, you know, which chromosomes do they happen to have. And the other thing to consider is that you've got people that don't have chromosomes that are exactly the same. You've got people with, you know, Klinefelter syndrome who have XXY chromosomes. Where would you necessarily categorize them? As well, you've got people that are intersex, which, you know, the lesser liked term about that is hermaphrodite, whatever you want to say, though. Intersex is usually the term that people use. And where do you categorize those people? Because let's say that they get an operation right when they're born to make them a woman. What happens if they're wrong? What happens if something is going on there? So a lot of people think, you know, there's guys, there's girls, that's it. And that's not really the case. There's a lot of differentiation between there. So.
Are you one that, like, subscribes to the whole, like, you know, like, the XE stuff, like to where you can kind of, like, name your own gender, like animal kin, plant kin, stuff like that? Like, are you okay with that, too, or no?
I mean, it doesn't bother me, per se. It's not really my thing. I don't it's not my area of expertise. I've hung out with a couple of people who are a bit more into that. I try and stay open-minded because, honestly, at the end of the day, my feeling is that, you know, if you're not hurting anyone else, then who cares, you know? That's always how I felt about stuff like that. And I figure as long as they're not hurting anyone, you know, whatever makes them happy.
Okay, so,
but, yeah,
so Go ahead.
I guess I'm trying to think of where I was going with that, and then it just kind of disappeared out of my mind. But go ahead.
I had one question because it seems like to me that most of the transgender community doesn't really take too kindly to Caitlyn Jenner. Now, I just want to know your opinion. Like, do you see her as, like, the hero that the media wants her to be? Or I was just curious on where you stand on that.
I see her. I don't really mind her. I see her more as maybe a possible figurehead that could help the trans community in some ways. Because really the big thing about transgender is that a lot of people simply are not informed about it. And with the media kind of focusing on gender as of late, it's really starting to open people's eyes. And I think that's really important because if people know about it, they're going to be less scared of it. They're going to be less confused about it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here today, because education is one of the biggest things. People have to understand stuff in order to, accept it. Otherwise it's just those great people who dress up as other people. And now it's not quite that. So
she's been going through the transition. She still hasn't had the surgery yet. I've noticed, I don't know if it's a true headline or not. You know how a lot of papers in our country say a lot of untrue things.
Yeah.
But there was one that's saying that she wanted to transition back into a man again. And like I said, I don't know if it's true. Like I just seen it on like a head stand somewhere,
I don't think I've heard
like
of that. I don't think I've heard that one, so I'm kind of... I'd be a little, that with a grain of salt, as a figurehead, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if she's not necessarily intending to be, I'm glad that at least she's, being a bit public with it, that people are being exposed to it because,
stuff like that does help
other people.
Even before Caitlyn Jenner did this was I don't know if you watch it, but they had a character on Orange Is the New Black that was also transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And this past season they kind of
that show. I've heard a little bit, but
okay, well yeah, they have a transgender character and it worked out in such a way to where that she actually has a twin brother who looks just like her when before that she transitioned. So when they do the flashbacks to where she was a man, they just use her brother as the, But,
that would be pretty cool.
It's actually really clever that they did it that way. But, it's how it ended up working out. But I also feel like that show brought a lot of education towards it, too, because I'm pretty sure that's the first, mainstream show that had a main cast member that was transgender.
I'm not really sure. I don't watch quite as much TV, but it does seem to be that a lot of transgender people are portrayed rather, strangely in the media. And it's mostly because, like I said, people don't necessarily understand what transgender is. It's hard to fully understand unless you've actually felt that disjunction between, what your body is and who you are.
So kind of walk me through that, like a little bit, because you kind of got into it in the beginning. But kind of said that you wake up one morning and that you feel like that you're not in the body that you should be in, right? Does it really just happen out of nowhere, or So it's kind of
I would definitely
process.
Say it doesn't just. Well, I can definitely say I've kind of known that something was wrong from a very early age. I actually remember when I was a couple years old that I asked my mom, when do I get to wear a dress? And she says, no, that you'll be wearing pants like that.
Was like that because that you had a sister who you seen that wear a dress, or did your mom wear dresses and you were just when do I get to? Or
my mom wore dresses. I've seen my mom wore dresses. I was a couple years old, so I've seen other people wear dresses and stuff like that. And it just kind of clicked in my mind that women wore dresses. And then as life went on, I started to realize something was wrong. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. I come from a relatively conservative Christian background. So, you know, the trans thing at the very beginning to me was just, you know, transvestites, cross-dressers, which, you know, nothing wrong with. I don't mind it. But
right.
from a conservative Christian point, they tend to be looked down upon. And
right.
bad. But,
right. And I'm,
you know, it was something
I'm,
that
wasn't, I'm, you know, like, I'm actually a conservative. I'm not really
mm-hmm.
God-fearing. I'm not like a religious person. I'm a conservative. I'm not really, you know, I'm not
sure.
too far into the church. But for me, like,
uh-huh.
when it comes down to me, I don't care what anyone wants to do with their life. You know, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to explain this earlier. The gay marriage thing. I don't care if you want to transition from man to woman or vice versa. I don't care. You know, but
uh-huh.
when it starts to, like, uh-huh. step over into, like, you know, that you're trying to redefine, you know, what things are, that's when I try, that's when it starts to affect me, and I'm like, wait, you guys got to take a chill a little bit. Because I believe one of the first things that I asked you when me and you first started talking before I got you on the show, I think one of the first things that I asked you was, do you believe that this being transgender is like a mental illness, and you said yeah. So could you like expand on that a little bit, like why you feel that way?
Well, yes and no. It is and it isn't. The one of the definitions of having a mental
mm-hmm.
illness is that you know, in the DSM-5, which is the manual basically for diagnosing mental disorders, generally
mm-hmm.
you've got to have two things for a disorder to happen, and that would be A, that you show certain symptoms of it. There's usually certain lists, and you have to meet certain criteria for that particular list. So
mm-hmm.
you know, you fit certain categories. And B, the biggest one, is that it messes with your ability to live your life, or, you know, it messes with your ability to just function correctly. And if you don't have both of those, then it's not really a disorder. And there are some transgender people
okay.
that it doesn't really make it hard for them to live, like me. I wouldn't consider
right.
I have a disorder because I'm a very chilled, laid-back person. It doesn't really
right.
make me upset or angry or anxious or anything like that. I accept that I know who I am and I know what I'm working towards.
Right.
But there are some people, though, that
right.
it can cause an incredible amount of anxiety and depression.
So,
and from what I've seen, a lot of that,
right.
you know, a lot of that tends to come from how other people view them, you know, and
right.
a general
yeah.
fear of discrimination and stuff like that. But yeah.
Right. Okay. So the biggest thing to me is that I view it as that I understand that you don't feel like that you're you in the body that you were born in. But
uh-huh.
when it, like, it seems like that when you're like, when a doctor is going to do the surgery on you, it seems like
uh-huh.
that they're kind of like okaying self-mutilation. You know what I mean? Like, and to me, like, self-mutilation is a sign of a disorder. You know what I mean? And I don't say that to be, like, disrespectful or anything like that towards you.
No,
but,
no, it's fine.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, like, when you're trying to, like, you know, even if a doctor's doing it, I don't know, like, I'm also against the whole, like, plastic surgery and, like, liposuction shouldn't be a thing.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be skinny, earn it. You know, go to the gym.
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, don't, you know.
Understood.
But I understand that some people can't physically, but it's also their fault for letting themselves get to that point. But, yeah,
there,
so.
I think there are always options.
I'm like that.
And, you know, I think there are options for people who, you know, can't go to the gym or stuff like that. I think
yeah.
that there's
oh, yeah, absolutely.
No harm in understanding medical advances, what they can do for us. And that's a good thing to be, you know, medical
yeah,
advances.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Helping
that,
people out.
So. Yeah. Yeah. We've definitely come a long way, tell you that.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to genital reconstruction surgery or sexual reassignment surgery, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It's basically one of the big reasons that I'm going to be going through it, for instance, is not necessarily, I personally am not going to speak for every single transgender out there. I personally don't really care what I've got down below as much. It's not a big deal to me. It doesn't, as long as I can be treated as who I am, that's great. But there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason or another, if they were to find out that, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, not to cut you off, so do you want, like, a boyfriend at this time, or, like, is that
what
you're searching for, or do you just want to just be acknowledged as a woman?
That's part of it, is being acknowledged as a woman. It's not necessarily the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing. I personally am more or less asexual, so it doesn't really matter to me. The big thing about it is there's a lot of people out there who would flip out. Take, for instance, the whole transgender bathroom situation that people have been up in arms about.
And actually, there was an incident in Canada where they tried to do that on some campus, and a lot of the straight men were kind of taking advantage of it because they can go in there, you know, they can spy on the women, you know, taking a pee or whatever,
I'd
going to the bathroom.
I'd be interested
stuff like that.
To see the actual stories behind that. I'd be interested to see the actual stories behind that, because in general, I tend to find that that just doesn't happen as much as people seem to want to think. You know, we've got a couple of states now that have various laws to allow for, you know, transgender people to use the bathrooms of their choice. And there really have not been any particular instances where, you know, normal men have claimed to be female, gone in there and done horrible things.
To me, I know that I couldn't walk into a woman's bathroom and, you know, just go to the, you know, whip my dick out and fucking piss, you know, like, I know.
Yeah, no, and that's completely understandable. You know, it would, most guys are not going to do that. That's just, it's not going to happen. And honestly, a lot of people, you know, what the media and what a lot of other people don't talk about is the fact that, you know, this sort of discrimination or stalking or whatever doesn't really happen to normal, let's say, women who, you know, have trans women go into the bathroom or whatever. But the trans women, on the other hand, often report an incredible amount of discrimination towards them. And, I mean, like with me, I got to pee, I got to pee, okay? I don't really give a crap about it, but it's just, you know, I got to pee. But you've got, they just recently did a study in the Williams Institute and, you know, in the Washington, D.C. area, for instance, which is supposed to be an area that has a lot of gender equality stuff. There are laws in place to help gender people. 70% of them have experienced, you know, some sort of negative reaction when trying to use a bathroom. And that can range from, you know, being made fun of, being told that they were, you know, they had to leave the bathroom. There are 9% of people who had physical assault that had happened, you know, being forcibly removed, hit, kicked. That's not acceptable. And a lot of the media does not talk about that because that's not the normal, you know. Then people would be like, oh, my goodness, you know, well, these people are getting beat up, but not the normal people. So you have to take what you see again with a grain of salt.
Don't you think that like some of that has to do with like overprotective parents who like, you know, like, let's say that a transgender man, like before getting the operation, you know what I mean? Like, transgender man walked in the bathroom, and their daughter is sitting there, you know, and they're going to the bathroom, and then just, like, suddenly some guy comes up and goes, you know, piss next to her. You know, like, don't you think that
Well, here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
Here's a question for you. The big thing, you know, don't most women's restrooms have individual stalls with doors? I mean, the chances of you actually walking in on anything are pretty slim. With the other side too, let's say it's a trans male, which would be female to male, walks into a men's restroom, they've got, you know, they're probably going to use the toilets or their, you know, they've got what they call stand to pee devices, which are, you know, to let a woman use a urinal, but still, it's like most of them they're not interested in doing anything. They're there to do their business. They're there to move on. And it is partially a culture and a media thing that, you know, people might do terrible things, but
That's also one thing that I wanted to get into is that it seems like, you know, like especially now, these days, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people worry about the possibility, but there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of things that could happen. I mean, honestly,
Predator
wanted
to get into like that,
and do something, they're going to do it. They're not going to wait, you know, and say, oh, well, I've got rights, you know, whatever. No, they're just going to go in there and do it, okay? Which is, sorry to say, but that's how it's going to happen.
But, like, for example, like, let's say that, you know, like, I've been in this situation. I used to be a stepdad, not anymore. Sometimes, thankfully, sometimes I hate not doing that at the same time, you know. But, you know, like, for example, like, I would take my stepdaughter to the bathroom at, like, a mall or something, right? And if I seen a, like a man walk into the stall that she was in, I would kind of lose my shit. You know what I mean? Like, not even just because of, you know, like, the first thing that would come to my mind is, like, what the fuck is this dude doing here? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you understand where I'm coming on that, but for me, like, if I would have seen that, I would have probably bugged out, you know what I mean? Just because, like, why is this dude going in there when my 10-year-old stepdaughter's in there? You know what I mean? Did I lose you? Oh. Okay. He's going to recall in a second. I lost him. He did warn me that his shit was fucked up. Hey, what's up?
No, it was definitely my phone.
Okay.
What
was the last thing that you heard me say?
I think we were talking about the people walking down the bathrooms, and I was talking about,
So, like I said, like, I used to be a stepfather to a 9 and then 9 through 12-year-old girl. She's a genius. She don't have to worry about anything.
Sure.
Girl is super smart. But, so, you know, like, if I was at, like, the mall and I dropped her off at, you know, like at the bathroom, and then I seen a grown man walk in the bathroom, I'm not going to be okay with that. You know what I mean?
Personally, in my opinion, if someone is presenting as a guy, they should probably use the guy's bathroom. If they're presenting as a woman, like I generally tend to do, then the women's bathroom is going to be a problem, and vice versa as well.
Do you have, like, long hair and stuff like that? Like, do you actually, like...
I have long hair. I shave very much. I use a bit of makeup.
Okay.
And generally, I tend to look relatively passable, especially since I've been on hormones for, you know, a year or year and a half. And, you know, I have the curves where they're supposed to be getting there anyways. So, but, no, I don't necessarily want to say that... it wouldn't be, at least I can understand the concern, because, you know, I have nieces and nephews myself, and I would be a little concerned, but I would also, at the same time, you have to consider that, you know, like, for instance, me, let's say I was going into the bathroom, I'm presenting female, maybe my presentation isn't perfect, but I am trying. I'm not supposed to use the men's bathroom, or the women's bathroom.
Not to cut you off, but if a female, like, approached you, just random female walking down the street, would they see you as a female, like, the way that you carry yourself, or?
I would say that most of the, you know, I have a fair amount of the time that people do call me ma'am. Not always, though. I'm not going to say my presentation is 100% perfect. There are sometimes a little bit of tells. You know, my makeup isn't quite perfect. You might see a tiny bit of stubble or something like that. But, you know, in general, I'm not terrible at it, but I'm not going to say I'm perfect either. And, I mean, there's been times where I have done and presented well, and I had someone kick me out of a bathroom one time. I had one time that the police were called on me. The police took my
phone. Oh, wow. Okay, so
why
were the police called on you? Why?
I was in the bathroom doing my business, coming out, washing my hands at the sink, and a woman did a double take at me, and I guess she saw something and started freaking out. I told her, look, I'm sorry, and, you know, I'm not trying to do anything. She called police on me. I was like, all right, fine. I'll stay here and I'll wait. Police came. I told them what happened, and they asked the lady, well, did this person try to do anything to you in the bathroom? Well, no, but they weren't supposed to be in there, and, you know, what were they doing? It looks like they were just doing their business, and they just looked at me, and they were like, yeah,
right.
Go on. You're fine. It's not a big deal, you know, but there have been people who have gotten in trouble with the police, and they were just doing their business. They weren't doing anything crazy.
Right.
I can understand, like I said, the concern about it, but, you know, there are places in other countries where, for instance, the bathrooms are shared. You know, it's male and female in bathrooms, and that sort of stuff doesn't tend to happen all that much. And like I said,
because, you know what, like, there's a big chunk of America. I would say that you guys still have to win over at least, this is just a ballpark figure. I don't have any data to back this up. I'm just spouting this off the top of my head. I would say that you guys have about like 75% of America to convince that, you know, there should be gender neutral bathrooms and stuff. I think there's a whole lot of work there to be done. I feel like
there is. The bathroom
situation
is one of the reasons why I don't always go out dressed as a female. Because if I've got to pee somewhere, I have to find a gender-neutral bathroom, a family bathroom, something like that.
So
7-Elevens are a godsend at times because they tend to have those unisex bathrooms.
So is there, like, anywhere in your state, not even in your state, but in your, like, general vicinity that has gender-neutral bathrooms? Or?
You know, Walmart tends to have the family bathrooms in the back. Those are gender-neutral.
Yep.
7-Elevens tend to have them. You know, some gas stations, not all. One of the times I was discriminated against was in a gas station with literally no one else there. The clerk, you know, it was me and the clerk and like two other people working there in a Domino's that was attached. And
right.
I went to the women's bathroom, and the woman behind the counter literally comes in and tells me that I need to get out of there. There's no one else there. And I'm like,
right.
Had a bit, you know, I was civil about it. I was like, fine, not a big deal. I got to pee, whatever.
You know, absolutely.
It's very.
You got to go.
Exactly. And, you know, I've even had one where I was, you know, I was not necessarily presenting fully as a female, but, you know, I tend to dress a bit androgynously when I'm not. And I had one time that I had a guy who freaked out about me being in the guy's, you know, restroom for a moment because I had boobs. I'm like, I can't win. I don't care which bathroom I go to, but I don't want discrimination, you know. I don't want to have to worry about getting physically assaulted when I go to you know, whatever. And, you know, that's just, it's like, well, what do you do? So, that's one of the reasons that a lot of people think that normal people need protection from transgender people or from people who pretend to be, but this is generally the opposite.
For example, I have a, you know, like, I don't mean to be like the guy who's like, I have a gay friend, or, you know what I mean, to where it's like I'm trying to throw something in there to make myself feel.
That's fine.
I have a gay cousin, and he hangs out with a lot of gay people, and I've hung out with him a lot, and I've never felt one time that any of his friends were coming on to me because they knew I was straight. You know, like, I've never,
you know,
never once felt that, you know, that someone's just coming on to me just to come on to me. You know, like, I've never felt that. So I can kind of see where you're coming from with that, to where it's like the straight people feel threatened by, you know, not even just by you guys, like transgender. They're also threatened by gay people too. Like, they're just very threatened overall.
You know, as a bit of a semi-related tangent, I have a bachelor's of science and psychology from Michigan Technological University, great place. A lot of drinking goes on up there, I'll tell you what. But I have that bachelor.
I was saying that the Ahmed kid, he could have went there. But he chose going to Qatar instead, and I wonder why.
Hey, you know, like, if it makes him happy, more power to him. I'm not gonna judge, but
yeah.
But go ahead. A lot of people they get these worldviews, and you know, that there are men and there are women, and that they're 100% separate, and men are men and women are women. And when you start to throw differences into that mix, it starts to mess with what we consider the truth of our, you know, the foundations of what we consider true. And people do not like to be wrong. They do not like to be wrong. That's one of our natural instincts. We do not like to be wrong. We like to be good people.
Right.
We like to be,
absolutely.
Right. We like to be in control of the situation. And when you start to degrade those foundations, everything else regarding gender has been built on, it makes them very uncomfortable.
Yep.
And when that happens,
What do you mean by when you say that everything that gender has been built on? What does that mean?
You know, all of our conceptions as to how men should act, how women should act. Our brains aren't able to
wouldn't you say that there's something to like that we both that each like, for example, just to break it down into like, you know, basic terms, that each male needs male traits and that each female needs female traits for both of this to work. You need masculinity and you need femininity to make this work. You know what I mean?
Well, here's an interesting thought. Who decides that?
Mm-hmm.
Who decides what's masculine and what's feminine?
Men
were the ones that were wearing high heels, or 200 years ago, whatever it was. You know, men used to wear skirts originally. If you see a guy wearing a skirt nowadays, that's not feminine. It's a culture thing. And it's built up from what we, you know, what we've seen, what we've experienced. And our brains have a bit of an issue processing, you know, well, every single person is different. So we tend to categorize people. And it works for the most part. It's not perfect, but, you know, that's where stereotypes come from. We tend to categorize. Stereotypes aren't necessarily bad.
Right.
You know, they help us to understand and to process the world, but they're not always correct either.
Right.
But when you built a lot of stuff up on these stereotypes, and then these core stereotypes start to be, you know, eroded or proven wrong, it causes us a lot of discomfort because we're not in control of that anymore. We're not correct. We don't control that. It's a lot easier for people to say, well, it's not my fault, it's yours. You know, you're wrong. You're the person who, you're obviously non-conforming. You're obviously, there's something wrong with you. You need to fix it.
Okay.
You know,
so,
and that's one of the issues that
okay,
with
so,
gay, with transgender. So.
Were you, I hope I don't offend you by asking this. I don't mean to. I'm sorry if it comes off the wrong way. Were you gay before you were trans or like,
no.
Like for example, like did you have an attraction to males before that you did this transition? Or
no, not even a little. One big thing that people
so before you get into that, since you just answered no, one thing I have to ask is, then why do you want to transition from male to female if there's no attraction to men from you?
Okay. And this is right here, you've nailed one of the big misconceptions. A lot of people think that who you're attracted to and who you are, I mean, who you're attracted to is sexual attraction. You know, you might be attracted to men or women. You know, most men tend to be attracted to women. Most women tend to be attracted to men. Obviously, there's some differences there. You know, there are some that are attracted to their same sex. There are some that are attracted to both sexes. There are some that are attracted to neither.
Right.
And so with that is 100% separate from transgender. Transgender is who you are as a person. It's an internal thing. It's who you are, who you identify as.
Okay,
in
your opinion, it doesn't come down to like science and stuff. It's how you feel on the inside.
Well, science is understanding what people are and how our world works. So and saying it's not science, you know, it's a bit, no. I do think that there is science behind it. I don't think that it's something that is perfectly understood by science.
Right.
But I do think there is something there that happens, you know, causes that discrepancy to happen. And there have been studies that suggest that there are certain issues with hormones when children are in their mother's womb before they're even born,
mm-hmm.
that certain hormone discrepancies can definitely predispose someone to being transgender. It's a lifelong thing. It's not something that can be just changed. I wish I could be happy as a guy. That would be amazing, because then I wouldn't have to go through all this.
It's actually very interesting that you brought that up, because if you didn't just mention that last sentence, I think I would have forgot it. Why aren't you happy as a man?
Because it's not who I am. It's not, you know, you're a man, okay? You know inherently that you're a guy. Most people inherently know who they are. I inherently know I'm a woman. People ask me, how do you know you're a woman? And I ask, how do you know you're a man? And that gets a lot of people thinking. It's like, how do you know? You know, you've got the parts. Well, what happens if you're,
you know,
what happens if you're intersex? What happens if you're a eunuch? It's definitely a self-identification thing. It's who you see yourself as. And that's a big thing, because, you know, if you can't be yourself, if you have to pretend to be someone else, you're going to not be. You know,
right.
You're gonna have a bad time.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And I'm
trying to be someone else. You're gonna have a bad time. But
like South Park type of shit. Yeah. You're gonna have a bad time.
Gonna have a bad time. But yeah. No. And there is some honest truth to that when you think about it. So it's, you know, if you had to pretend to be someone that you weren't, regardless of gender, if you had to pretend to be someone,
you're gonna have a bad time.
30 years.
Time.
You know. it's going to wear on you. It's going to get to you. And at some point you're going to be like,
yo,
I can't take this anymore. You know,
it is
that strong of a feeling. It's an incredibly strong feeling that, you know I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So it sounds crazy, but that's, and it has nothing to do literally with who I'm attracted to. Like I said, I know some people that are going from male to female, who some of them are attracted to men, some of them are attracted to women, some of them are attracted to neither or both. There's no correlation there, none at all. And that's
okay,
the issue.
Okay, so here's actually one thing I've been dying to bring up to you. I've been holding it in for three weeks.
I promise I won't be offended.
Actually, before I do it, I have a question from Twitter. Mm-hmm. Right now, and like I said, this is a question from Twitter, and this from a friend of mine, and she said, "So are women with penis envy secretly questioning their gender identity?"
Not necessarily. I have a couple of women, you know, born women friends that I know. We usually use the term cisgender to differentiate that would be a person who's born male, knows they're male, or born female, knows they're female, versus transgender. But anyways, I know some cisgender women who have been like, oh, man, it would be awesome to have a dick. Okay, awesome to have one. But I ask them, but do you think you're a woman? They're like, absolutely. I mean, it would be awesome to have one, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it would be cool to have one. I wouldn't have all these problems with all of this stuff. But, you know, I think that, you know, there's a bit of a sliding scale there, too. I mean, I know women who identify as women. They know they're women, but they have masculine tendencies.
Right.
Or they think, well,
that was actually one thing that I meant to bring up earlier, is that, where do you stand on, like, young girls being, like, tomboys? Do you think that means that they're meant to be like men, or is it just
not necessarily?
How do you see it?
I see it as people having fun doing what they enjoy. You know, some women are going to do masculine things. Some men are going to do feminine things. Generally, I tend to find that women who do masculine things are more accepted than the men who do feminine ones, which I think is, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I see cross-dressers tend to be more men than women. You know, if a woman dresses in guy's clothes,
Have you ever seen the movie Boys Don't Cry or not? That's a very trans movie but back then it was a trans movie back then. Came out in like the late 90s or something like that. But before we were so like medically advanced as we are now. But one thing that I wanted to bring up, where do you stand on like the social justice warriors and stuff, like trying to speak for you guys? Are you
honestly
in support of that, or would you rather, you know, you speak for yourself, or what?
I'm not fully in support of that, and the main reason that I'm not in support of
it
is because they're going after people who, like you, don't understand stuff, okay? You may not necessarily mean harm, but you don't understand something, and you're trying to talk with people to understand what's going on, and they're just being assholes about it. To me, it's no different than bullying. I don't approve of social justice warrior anything. It doesn't matter what the subject is. I think that one of the big things with being trans is a lot of trans people don't necessarily want to have a lot of fanfare about it. That's one of the reasons why we don't hear a whole lot about it. Is a lot of trans people don't want to talk about it. They just want to live their lives. They want to be left alone. They just want to be happy.
I put
myself more in the public eye because, A, I know I can take it. I've dealt with far worse,
and,
you know, in
my
life.
You've been, I will tell you this right now. You've been more open-minded than I think that anyone I could have ever booked for this discussion. Because, no, seriously, like, you've been very fucking open-minded about this whole thing, and I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
You being open-minded as well and respectful, too. I mean, I know you're trying, and like I said, I don't angry at people for not knowing things. You don't know something.
Right. And you know what? That just seems like the culture of America now, to where that if you even, like, ask a question, and you even want to know more, they don't want to talk to you anymore. Blocked, boom, I don't want to speak to you again. Like, all I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to have a fucking discussion, and people, you know.
And I think what a lot of people feel on that side, you know, the social justice war, or even just people who are very vocal about the subject, is they feel that they're being attacked. And in the past, absolutely, there have been a lot of people who have attacked, you know, transgender people, transgender activists, both verbally and physically.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot of, there's still a lot of fear there in my community. And it's a terrible thing because we're starting to get to a point where people are just trying to learn more. And a lot of the transgender people are so concerned about their own, you know, that other people are trying to attack them, that they tend to lash out a little bit. And I personally don't necessarily condone it. I can understand where they're coming from. I really can.
Right.
I feel that, hey, you know, you've been attacked in the past. You know, the people that are trans that have come before you have been attacked in the past. I can see why they're concerned about that. Some people, it triggers anxiety too. And if you're anxious, you tend to be more aggressive at times. So I can see where they're coming from. I can also see where people like you are coming from that are like, hey, I want to know something. I might be saying something that's incorrect, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm trying to be an asshole about it. You know, I'm just trying to learn.
I have another question from Twitter, and it's from the same person who just asked you the last one. She said, what do you think of trans people that throw the label around to get sympathy or make you feel guilty?
That's a good question, actually. I do think that I'm more than happy to get those sorts of questions. They're fun. I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
People want to ask me stuff. That's fine. But I do think that anyone who is throwing a label around without a damn good reason for it, you know, should back mm-hmm. off a bit and be like, hey, you know, back off a bit. Try and understand where these people are coming from. You know, they may or may not necessarily right. be trying to understand where you are coming from, but it's going to make them more open to being trans. A person like, say, me, who's, you know, relatively well-spoken, calm about things, willing to
right.
talk about things,
yeah.
You know, I try and let people know, hey, you know, I'm approachable. I'm willing to help teach you things. Or the person who is, you know, throwing a bunch of, you know, I'm being offended words around, and, you know, you're a terrible person for asking that sort of stuff. You should have looked it up online or
right.
something, or, you know,
right.
People that freak out
yeah.
about the wrong pronouns. I've seen that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's actually one thing I wanted to ask before you get into more. Huh? Do you have any preferred pronouns? Do you like she, her, or what? Are you,
yep.
She?
Yep.
Okay.
I consider myself a woman, so, you know, that's what I go for.
Okay.
So I prefer she
okay.
Or her. I'm not going to freak out if people call me he because I
mm-hmm.
know that, you know, if you look
yeah.
at me, you might
right.
see more
right.
of a guy's
right.
figure at times. You might see more of a girl's figure at times. It depends on a lot of factors, including the clothing I wear. I mean, clothing matters. But, you know, I'm not going to freak out about it as long as they're trying, as long as they're not doing it to intentionally piss me off. I have had people
right.
do that in the past
right.
Who are like,
right.
no, you're a he. Get over it. And I'm like,
right.
Excuse me? And there are people who claim, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And I was like, oh, it's not a problem. You know, intent is more important to me than the words being spoken. If someone's being an
yeah.
asshole, they're
yeah.
being an asshole. I don't care if they're trans. I don't
yeah,
care if
that
they're
was
straight.
A, you know what?
You know?
That's like a rule for life I've always lived by.
Yeah.
It's intent
yeah.
versus interpretation. Intent versus
yep.
interpretation, dude. Because, you know, if you mean to say it in a fucked up
mm-hmm.
way, then, you know,
yep.
then that's intent.
You're being an asshole.
But if it comes off
yep.
in a fucked up way and you didn't really mean it,
mm-hmm.
that's interpretation. You know what I mean? So
yes.
that's just something that you can't even, like, get by even in
mm-hmm.
real life, no matter, you know, any kind of friendship or relationship
yep.
that you have. It's always going to come down to that, intent versus interpretation. That's it. That's all it comes down to, man. You know, and shit.
I can see,
you know,
some of the things that people have been
yeah.
tweeting to you. I'm
so,
just opening
so,
up my little...
yeah, but you're... To get back to a topic that we just hit on before, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're not too kind with the social justice warriors, like, speaking for you guys, like, and that's kind of how I feel about kind of every kind of you know, race or gender or what have you
mm-hmm.
that they stick up for.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that they can speak for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, if they have something to say, they don't need you to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I think what it is some people thrive on, you know, trying to push views on other people. To me, it's no different than being the person that you're supposedly, you know, trying to force your views on, trying to force their views on you.
Right.
You know, I don't appreciate it. I get a lot of people who, you know, flip out about, you know, like the whole gay marriage thing or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
You know, feminism is one that, oh, God. Feminism is like, oh, well, you know, I see feminists who attack women who are wearing what they want to wear because that's anti-feminist. And I'm not saying this is all
right.
feminist. I'm not saying the majority of feminists.
It's kind of also like that, you know, like you have a whole bunch of white people trying to say what's
mm-hmm.
racist to black people. Like,
yeah.
black
yeah.
people can kind of, you know, if they feel something's racist, I think they'd say it instead of, you know, making
yeah,
you
and,
say it. You know? It's,
yeah, and honestly, I'm a person who's an equalist. That's how I view myself. I view people as equal. I don't really care if you're black or white. I don't really care if you're a guy or a girl or anything
right.
in between. I think that people should be able to have open minds, and I think that people should be treated relatively equally. I don't
yeah.
feel that, you know, because I've seen, you know, white people be social justice warriors for black people that are wrong. I've seen black people do it.
Right.
I've seen Asian people do it. I've seen men and women, you know, and like I said, I'm not down talking to any of these people, you know, in general, any of these.
Right.
I'm talking about individual people, regardless of who they are, that are giving a bad name to certain things. You know, like I said, feminism. There are men,
right.
There are women who give feminism a bad name. There are trans people that give feminism a
yeah.
bad name. There are.
So are
you, know,
are you pro-feminism? Like, overall?
I'm pro-equalist. I'm pro-equalism.
Okay, good.
I don't care. I think people should just treat everyone equally. I mean, it's obviously kind of a
absolutely.
An ideal that's
yeah.
never going to happen.
I
don't ever
agree
expect
with
it
that.
To be perfect. But I think that people should treat other people with respect. It's as simple as that. I don't know why people get uppity about it. You know, yeah, I you know, people will say, well, this happens and this happens. Well, more people started treating other
right.
people with respect.
So, okay,
a lot
so
would change.
Where do you stand on the Black Lives Matter stuff?
I think they should be treated equally as you know, yeah, there is almost certainly injustice going on. I'm not going to decry
mm-hmm.
that because
mm-hmm.
shit, you know, that shit happens. People are
yeah,
being
absolutely.
Judged that way. I think that, you know, I also think that there are some of the people, not the majority of them. I think the majority of the people want people to be treated equally. That's what I'd like to think anyway. I'm pretty sure that most people are just saying, hey, you know, we want to be treated equally. We don't want to be discriminated against. That is awesome. I'm happy for that. There are also the few very vocal people who use that as a platform to, you know, to preach hate. And even with, you know, with anything, there are going to be people who want to preach hate. It doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter what situation is. They want to preach hate. They want
right.
to bring other people down to make themselves feel
yeah,
better.
That's the whole thing is that, like, most of the figureheads of the movement are really dishonest people. And, you know, if your figureheads
yep.
are dishonest, then your whole movement looks like shit because you can't trust
yep.
someone who's a snake. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
You know,
it's terrible that, you know, things like the Black Lives Matter campaign are smeared by, you know, the few who make it look bad. Or, you know, the feminist movement, same thing. They're smeared by the few that make them look bad. It's not the majority of people. I think the majority of people are generally decent folks. I think that they just, you know, they want to treat people
yeah.
decently. They want to be good people.
Yeah.
And there are a few
yeah.
who
I,
take that hatred they've got and they apply it to whatever they want.
Yeah,
that's not
there's cool. there's also this section of it that really just, you know, they just thrive on causing shit because they make money from it. But, To kind of get away from that for a minute, we have about 30 minutes left here. I hope you're
okay.
having a good time, by the way.
I
think we've had
myself.
Pretty good.
It's kind of nice to have a good
okay.
intellectual conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping you had a good time so far. And one thing that I wanted to bring up is that that the transgender community, especially lately, they're getting a lot of mainstream, you know, shine lately. They,
mm-hmm.
They're getting a lot
yeah.
of, you know, they're, like, we have shows and, you know, you got Caitlyn Jenner and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are getting a lot of press lately.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I wanted to ask you, because, you know, like, I kind of think that you guys are getting a lot of love from the liberals on this side of the country,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
And I just wanted to, you know, like, what do you think is going to happen if a Democrat doesn't win the presidency? Do you think you guys are going to get, you know, torn down, or where's that going, do you think?
No, I don't think it's necessarily going to get immediately torn down or anything like that. I think that a ball has started rolling. I think that
uh-huh.
people are starting to understand, especially because, you know, trans is getting visibility. And I think that's really what
yeah.
transgenderism in general has needed for some time. I think they just need visibility.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to talk about it because in the past, talking about it, you know, admitting you are trans generally got you beat the crap up or even killed. I mean, we've got a National Transgender Day of Remembrance for the people who have lost their lives because of transgender hate-related crimes. That happened, and that has happened in the past.
Right.
It still happens today to some extent. So a lot of people are hush-hush about it because they don't want to, you know, bring that wrath down upon
the
people.
So are you against people dressing up as, Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to finish up that Republican thought. I think that Republican candidates would be idiots to try and turn all that on their head because people are starting to see what trans really is. I think that if they started really cracking down on stuff, especially with the gay marriage equality recently passing, kind of opening up that door for people to start looking and understanding it a bit more, I think that it would not do them well to slam the door on trans people and say, hey, no, we're just going to deny you, because then it makes martyrs of everyone, and that does not help them in any way, shape, or form. Plus, people are starting to realize that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be discriminating against these people. You know, if they start getting discriminated against, people are going to be like, hey, that's not cool. I might be voting for the other candidacy because of that sort of thing. So, You know, I personally am a moderate, but I do tend to lean more towards the conservative myself, as silly as that is. At least with things like the budget like that, but you know, go ahead.
Who are you actually going for in the presidential shit?
I have not decided yet. I haven't made a decision yet, honestly. I really couldn't tell you at this point. But you know, I am starting to lean more towards the Republican simply because, you know, I have tend to seen in the past that the economy tends to do a bit better with them in general. I'm not going to say always. I'm not going to say, and there are people who are going to disagree with me, I'm sure of that, but understanding some of the policies that have, you know, anyways, there's, I'm not going to make an exact, you know, saying, oh, I'm going to vote for this person or for this party yet. But yeah, but anyways, you're going to ask something, so go ahead.
Yeah. how do you feel about, you actually told me earlier that you were a gamer. You've been a longtime gamer. How do you feel about the whole Gamergate thing?
Oh, boy. Again.
On that whole thing.
I think, again, that equality should be something to be considered. I think that, you know, you've got a lot of people saying that women are not portrayed correctly in video games. And I love this interesting, you know, part of that is the gaming culture itself. Part of that is, you know, there's a lot of things behind it. Have you ever played any of the Monkey Island series with Guybrush Threepwood at all?
Yeah.
It's a lovely point-and-click series, the like Return to Monkey Island or anything like that. Have you ever played that series at all?
No.
Oh, it's amazingly hilarious. Basically, you've got this guy who's a pirate. He's a bumbling buffoon, but I mean, he's puzzle solving and stuff. He's got a wife who is very capable. She's the governor of an island. She's, you know, able to take care of herself. This ghost pirate who's trying to marry her and trying to kill Guybrush. You know, it's a bunch of hilarious stuff. A lot of silly and terrible things happen to Guybrush Threepwood, this character you're controlling. And, you know, he's considered bumbling, whatever. So let's take that and apply it to a woman. So now you've got Girlbrush Threepwood. And same exact
person. But
she's a bumbling buffoon, messes up everything, but, you know, she tends to get things done.
But
again,
you know what?
She's a terrible pirate. But
that's actually something that still happens in modern-day media. I'll tell you this. Every time I will see a commercial to where it's like, you know, like a fucking commercial for like, paper towels. It'll be like Brownie or something. You know what I mean, right? And it's always the guy who's the clumsy fucking dude who spills everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
and
it's always the dude
and
who's a fucking dumbass who fucking spills honestly, everything.
Yeah, and it's partially because the media and people's general ideas are, you know, well, if it was a woman, they'd be talking bad about women. I'm like, no, they're
right.
talking bad about people. You know, if you have this girl,
yeah, people in general,
an idiot,
yeah.
same exact character, you just change the gender, people would have an outcry, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
there are women who are bumbling buffoons. I'm sorry, there are. There are guys who are. There are girls who are amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
there's just people.
It's people.
There's just
not,
people who are.
Gender.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just people. Right.
So, I think that the Gamergate thing, I can see that they're concerned about the whole, you know, women in gaming, how they're portrayed, stuff like that. But again, I'm
but see,
fan.
Like okay,
be,
but they... They're like, oh, you should portray them with real gender neutral you know weight and stuff like that. But dude,
uh-huh.
Lara Croft from fucking Tomb Raider, she has to be fit as fuck to be doing what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
She's got to she has to be fit, dude.
No.
She's jumping from fucking
oh, yeah.
cliff to cliff and all this other shit.
Oh, I know.
She's got to be fit.
And
she can't be
yeah.
a fat bitch. Like she's gonna,
no,
she's gonna fucking
no, no.
kill herself. So
yeah, I would say that
like,
Lara Croft is a very capable adventurous
yeah.
person thing.
Yeah.
If it was Lars Croft instead of Lara Croft, and it was a guy doing the same thing,
right.
people would be like, okay, that's fine. A girl does it, okay, that's fine. That's sort of it. Thing I would like to see. You know, Samus Aran. You know, back in the very beginning, everyone thought it was a he. You know, I mean, that's obvious, everything else.
Right.
We've known her as a she now, and other than Other M, which we don't talk about because that game's storyline is absolutely terrible, in general, she's been shown to be a very competent, you know, no-nonsense bounty hunter of a person. It doesn't matter if she's male or female. I, a lot of what happened with Other M is partially due to how gender is portrayed
mm-hmm.
and gender roles are portrayed in Japan. That hit up
yeah.
on part of it. They were trying to cater partially to that group, and it fell flat. You know, no gamer liked it because that's not who Samus Aran was. I think
right.
that if Samus Aran had been a guy, you know, Sam Aran, oh man, and he'd been portrayed like that, people would have had an outcry because
right.
that's not who Sam Aran was, you know? But I think that you have to take the bad with the good. There are going to be some women in anything that are going to be idiots.
Yeah.
There are some
yeah.
men who are going to be idiots.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the thing to think about, you know, when you're decrying this group because, oh, they made a woman look like an idiot. Well, you know, women are idiots. Some aren't. You know, it depends on the individual person at the end of the day. So, yeah, that's my take on Gamergate. It's mostly, you know, I can applaud them for wanting
yeah.
quality. I can't applaud them if they are trying to push a certain standard of how women should act in a video game, because not all women act that way. Not
yeah,
all
because
men act that way.
You want to know what, like, and the fucked up thing is that when this thing first started, they put out an Assassin's
yeah.
Creed that year
mm-hmm.
where the lead character was a woman.
Yeah.
So where are you getting off by saying that people play games without women? They just put out a fucking Assassin's Creed, the main character is a woman.
Yeah, and I agree with that. There's that game I was talking about, Undertale, with you earlier.
Yeah.
You know, fantastic RPG.
Mm-hmm.
The character in that game is more or less gender neutral. They don't really make any references to what gender the character is, and part of that is, you know, you identify with it. And I'm not going to give any more spoilers than that for any of you people out there.
Right.
Because I'm not a terrible person, and spoiling Undertale would be the most
yeah.
evil thing I could think of at the moment.
All right, so...
Oh, my God.
Have you pre-ordered Fallout 4 yet or not?
I have not. I do not have the money at the moment. I'm poor. I get by, so... yeah, I'm dealing with having to move in about a month, so I'm trying to save my money up for that. But I do want it. I very want it. New Vegas was
yeah.
like a crack for me for quite a while.
Gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be
oh, it's
so good.
Amazing.
I can't
I'm
wait.
I'm totally looking forward
yeah.
to it. Oh my God. I'm watching some of those preview trailers. I'm watching some of the little Vault Tech like the special.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. I love it. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, in games like that, you got a guy or a girl, you just choose. What you do with them, they're
right.
Generally their dialogue choices
yeah.
are the same. So I like that.
Right. So one little like last thing that I wanted to bring up to you. We got about 18 minutes left here. So one thing that I wanted to ask you was I know that you're not so much for the social justice warrior people, but and you're not really so much for the Black Lives Matter stuff either, you know. But where do you stand on, and also you're not so much on the Gamergate too, which is you're kind of like a fucking unicorn, like, you know, like you're a transgender who doesn't you're a transgender who doesn't like subscribe to Gamergate or Black Lives or, you know, like everything across the board. You're kind of,
I think a lot of people,
you shouldn't
I
exist
think there are a lot of trans
point.
People who don't, they just don't talk about it. They don't make a big deal out of it.
Okay, but why though? Why?
Why
do they just
don't
feel
they
like that their opinion won't matter? Or, yeah, like, do they just feel like that their
I
opinion
think
doesn't
that,
matter?
I think
or?
That there are, I've seen people just put their hands up and say, you know what, this isn't worth my damn time. This isn't worth my damn time to argue with because it's, you know, that's,
but
that's
see, like that's
not worth my
that's
time.
So different for me. That is so different for me
I
because
think,
if I see something that I don't agree with, I'm going to argue with you. Like I'm going to try to convince you of my point, even if it doesn't work. I'm still gonna do it. You know,
well,
and it just seems like that so many people in your community and also like everything else across the board that I just brought up. Mm-hmm. Their thing is to just block.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't understand
like,
that, but I think they think that it's just not worth, you know, arguing with what they think is a brick wall. That's because that's how some people see it. They see it as this person's not going to change your mind. It's not worth my time. As for me, I'm not saying that that the intent of the Black Lives Matter or the Gamergate or feminist movement or the trans movement is a bad thing. I think
just
that
the
at
fucking...
their core.
Execution.
It's a great idea, you know.
Right.
They're putting equality.
Right.
Exactly. Execution is the big thing there. I think there are much better ways to promote an agenda than to, you know, blast the people about it and talk with, you know, the people who
you're
don't
right.
know or the people who don't follow their particular views.
Right.
I think
right.
there are far better ways to deal with it. I think that being open, honest, having good communication, like we're doing right now, I think that educating people is much more important than simply, you know, promoting an agenda. I think that honest education, not just,
absolutely.
Well, this is what you should think. I mean, like, here's the facts. Decide for yourself. I'm not going to say that I expect people to always listen to what I say or to what other people say.
Right.
I want people to make their own decisions. And I just want to help provide the facts in a manner that people can say, oh, okay, I can understand that. I can understand where they're coming from versus, you know, just saying, oh, this is a bunch of hate-filled, you know, this group is bad because they don't support us and all this other stuff, you know.
All right. I have one last question before we go.
Come on now.
how do you feel about Milo? I'm pretty sure that you know who he is. Milo on Twitter, at Nero, he's a journalist for Breitbart, and he kind of speaks out against much of, you know, transgender and gay issues. He's actually gay himself, but he's a gay Christian conservative. Do you know who I'm talking about or no?
A little bit. I've heard the name before. I don't necessarily follow him as much. But yeah, he talks against those particular issues, I believe, isn't it? Like, you know, against the trans or the trans movement or whatever like that.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Oh God, people are saying horns up. Delightful. I don't understand, but okay. I'm just looking at Twitter. Anyways, I guess it's the unicorn thing, I'm guessing. Everyone's giggling about that.
Yeah.
I think that there are people who are not going to be swayed, but there's also people that are doing it for media attention. Any media attention, even if it's negative attention, is and
attention,
it gives you money.
Attention. Yeah.
That is honestly what the world is.
Absolutely.
You know, there are, you know, you've got people who freak out about, you know, like Jack Thompson with violence in video games. I can tell you, for the most part, my guess is that Jack Thompson probably wasn't all that 100% gung-ho against video games personally, even though he said it.
Right.
It got him a lot of crap. It got him a crap ton of publicity.
Yeah.
It got him a crap ton of money.
And
that's part of it. You know, if you're arguing against people, it gets people to come and it gets you views. It gets you advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you people, you know, that are clicking on your website, giving you traffic, bringing you up on the Google search engine, and suddenly you're popular. You may be infamous, but you're still popular. And honestly, I think that the best thing you can do with people like that is ignore them. It's one of the reasons why I don't really, you know, subscribe to what this guy says, and, you know, I don't know all of his views, because honestly, I probably saw him and I was like, this isn't worth my time. So I didn't listen to him. I didn't, you know, because these people are not going to listen to logical arguments. They want money. That's all they care about, is they want money. And, you know, people arguing with them vehemently on Twitter or social media, whatever, is just giving them revenue. It's giving them views. So that's my take on people like that.
Wow. All right. So the whole reason that I asked you, well, not asked you, but the whole reason that I said that I only had one question left is I like to do this thing where we only have 10 minutes left, and I like to have my guest ask me any question that they might have on their mind for me. So if you have anything that you want to ask me, go ahead.
So do you feel that you have a slight, a bit more knowledge about what transgender is at this point?
Yeah. I think that you kind of, I think you educated me and a bunch of my listeners on what it means to be transgender and the decision, you know, like how to go through the process and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, oh my goodness, so much. The one big thing I wanted to say is, you know, a lot of people say, well, if you're trans, and this is the one with people not understanding sexual orientation stuff. I've had people call me a really gay guy because obviously I must like guys because I'm becoming a girl. Obviously not true.
Right.
But even with that, I'm like, okay, do you have any idea what it takes to become trans? Do you have to know the number of hoops you have to jump through with psychologists and psychiatrists, the years of hormones, basically going through a second puberty, okay? People understand what puberty was like in the past. Anyone who would want to honestly subject themselves to that just so they could become a really gay guy, I don't know what to tell them. That is not something that you just do. The medical and everything, it's like, holy crap. No, this is not something that is, you know.
So do you have to pay for your own gender reassignment or not?
Yeah. And my hormones are thankfully not that much. Honestly, I pay like $20 or $30 a month for those. Not terrible. But the reassignment surgery, any of the surgeries like that, some places will cover them, but it's the vast minority. I'm looking at anywhere from, you know, $16,000 for that surgery down below, just that surgery. If I want to get breast augmentation or anything else, it's separate. So at least $16,000 if I go to Thailand, for instance, to get it done. Over in the U.S., I'm looking at, you know, $30,000 plus. And that's mostly coming out of pocket. There are not many places that will cover it. Here's Starbucks does, but oh, goodness. I don't want to work for free. I'm sorry. But no, so it's not something people just choose. But anyways, as for other questions, goodness, I'm not very good at this. Is there any particular, thing that I can touch on that might, that maybe was something to consider that, people are curious about? I don't know if there are any listeners out there with questions or anything. I'm not good at figuring that stuff out.
I think we kind of covered on everything. Do you watch any sports or anything or no? Are you an anti-sport person?
Oh, man, routine. No, I don't watch a lot of sports, I admit. I'm mostly a video gamer, like I said. I was a retro gamer way back when. I started with an Atari 2600, like I told you on Twitter. I generally tend to be a PC gamer simply because consoles are expensive, and PCs are usually not as much. If you're not buying the most state-of-the-art equipment all the time, oh God, I'm not even going to get into that.
Right.
But, there's a lot of games that I enjoy. I'm a bit of a Minecrafter, I admit it.
Okay.
It's like Zen to me, I played with Legos when I was a kid, so, it's kind of like that.
Right.
I like video games, so I do some of that. I'm into, I like to do woodworking too. It's a side little project I enjoy doing. I got to make a little toy wooden sword for my nephew who wants to dress up as Peter Pan for Halloween or something like
that's
that.
That's actually one thing. Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. Okay. Have you like come out as trans to your family, and how did they take it if you did?
Honestly, my family took it relatively well. I kind of started to talk with them about stuff in the past before I came out to them, just kind of bringing up stuff. This was right when Caitlyn Jenner was just starting to come out, so it was kind of a good topic for me. I was able to say, hey, what do you think about this? Educate them a little bit.
Right.
I came out, there was definitely some initial apprehension. They didn't understand it. And, my parents have always been, if it makes you happy, great. They may not necessarily understand, but they tend to be appreciative.
Yeah.
And my heart definitely goes out to the people whose parents, and I will say
especially
the parent, with people
especially people who are coming out as, gay, and they're parents don't really accept it,
I feel terrible for them. I really do. And the big thing I can say to people like that is, A, it gets better. It sounds really stinking cliche to say that, but it does. My biggest suggestion to people like that is to, if your parents are not going to listen to you, if you're pretty sure of that, start seeking your own independence. Start trying to find ways to support yourself. If you're underage, that's a tough one, and I do feel bad for people like that. There are some instances where you can go to the doctor and not have to get your parents involved. If you can do that, great. If you can't, I'm not sure. That's a tough one. But I do think that being able to be independent, no matter what you're gender, no matter what your sexual orientation, if you can be independent, support yourself, your parents freak out, that's their loss. And there have also been parents who I've heard of that, they don't freak out about it as much as people think they will. I thought my parents were going to take it far worse. They didn't. But thankfully, I had already gotten to my point where I was able to support myself before I came out to them. It took a long time, but, I was able to do that. And, hell, I was scared as heck. But that's how that turned out. So it turned out well for me, thankfully. I've had a decent supporting family, but the big thing with anyone who's trans, gay, being discriminated, reach out, make those connections with people that are supportive of you. It doesn't have to be your family.
Yeah.
Family is nice to have, but in the end, you can also choose your own family. It doesn't have to be the ones you're related to.
Yeah.
As bad as that is.
All right, so we have about 3 minutes left here. I was gonna ask you one thing before that we sign off here. If you had one thing to say to anyone who is contemplating being trans, what would you say to them right now?
Oh boy. I'd say you probably already know you're trans. If you're not sure, even I had some and not sure stuff at times in my life, but overall, I'd say that try and make that jump. Maybe experiment with your gender a little bit. See if it helps you, makes you happier. Talk with a psychiatrist, psychologist about it, especially any that are meant to work with LGBT stuff. Talk with them because if you understand yourself a bit better, it's going to make your life a lot easier. And if you are honest with yourself, you're going to find that a lot of your anxiety, a lot of your depression is going to start disappearing rather quickly. Be honest with yourself and do your research. Look into it and try things, even if it has to be in secret first. So.
All right. And I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. And I hope to have you on again soon. I hope you had a good time. And thank you again.
I enjoyed myself. It was rather fun. So.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Night.